Well, we want to hear you guys sing. This is about all of us men coming together and singing and rock and rolling and praising the Lord tonight and tomorrow. So, you know, we want to enjoy this worship. We very rarely get an opportunity to come together as just men and sing and praise the Lord. The only time I've done that is on these men's retreats, and also like when I was deployed overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. I thought it was nothing more awesome than standing in a desert on a mountainside with like just a guitar, or sometimes not even a guitar, and just singing to the Lord and praising God, because we knew the battle belonged to Him and He was going to redeem us and take us through and get us home and just give us a great message. And so I'm thankful for that. So I want to thank you for coming and being part of tonight and deciding to come. Our title this year was Faithful Masculinity. And I got to give Jack Stockdale credit because he was one that really brought it up multiple times for us in terms of, thinking about this, currently, how are men perceived in the world today? I talked with Tom about it too, and Greg, we all talked about it a little bit, but there's this perception about being a man and what that looks like. And unfortunately, as we know, most things in the Bible, there's always this counter narrative, right? Like, so, is God what God wants for us to be as men versus what the world tries to project onto us and tell us? So one of those things is sometimes, we've seen the commercials where a man is in the commercial, and instead of being someone who's there helping, guiding, comforting, supporting, instead they're kind of like a bumbling idiot, they don't know what's going on. They're just clueless, and somebody has to come in and help them and save them in a way. And then the other side of that is there's also the portrayal of men that, it's about anger and violence, and it's all about just, maybe sports or how we treat or promiscuity and things like that is about what the character of men, are or is. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to say, let's counter those narratives. And I gave a little bit here, I went through and I said, well, first, what does the Bible say, or how does it portray masculinity, right? So that's what we're going to focus on here. We're going to talk about a little bit, what does the Bible say about what masculinity is? But then also, how does the world portray masculinity? And, you've all heard the term that came up. I don't know when it exactly came up. I should have probably looked that up. But the word toxic masculinity entered the world. And, I do think there are behaviors that are toxic, though. I definitely believe there are behaviors that are toxic, and those behaviors maybe don't apply just to men, though. They apply to humanity. And so, the goal here today, tonight, and tomorrow will be, let's just not focus on what those behaviors are, but let's focus on the behaviors that God wants for us. What are the behaviors with the Holy Spirit in us that allows us to live out the fruits of the Spirit? The kindness, the gentleness, the self-control. And so we're going to talk about that over the four sessions tomorrow. And so what I also included here was, these toxic behaviors versus the biblical correctiveness. And I'm not going to go through all these here, but you can see in relationships and in the workplace. And actually, I actually have a sheet that I created that is a lot more in depth than this. And I thought it was important just to grab a couple here. So like the first one, they say a toxic behavior, controlling all finances, by financial decisions, reinforcing male dominance and things like that. But at the same time, we got to realize we've been called, right? As men, we've been called, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her in Ephesians 5:25. Biblical leadership is sacrificial. It's servanthood. And I know sometimes we know this, that sometimes that's not seen though in what we're trying to do. But the key is that we understand that Christ in us and what we've been called to do, it is important that we have good financial decisions and we do in a gentle way, lead our families and make sure that, they'll call it dominance, but it's not really dominance. It's actually just being someone who cares in partnership and has helped leading us forward. I think I guess I haven't really talked about that, but I'm a retired lieutenant colonel in the Army. And, I learned that there are two types of way of leading people. There are the people, and there's the perception to say as a military leader, as someone who, is just telling people what to do. I'm coming in and I'm saying, Jay, you go do this and you do that. And I could be yelling and I could be screaming at you and things like that. But I will tell you, army leadership, as much as the servant leadership that Jesus wants for us, is very similar, which is the honesty is Jesus came in this world not to rule over it, but to serve. And that's the same thing that we should be doing, not only as I learned as a military leader, as an army officer, I learned that I should be serving my soldiers. I should be serving my unit. I should be giving myself anywhere I can. That's the same type of leadership that, you know, Jesus wants for us as a man in our families. And so I think that's important. And I think those are things, you know, that we need to learn and talk about and make a distinction for. So, you know, that's one of the things there. I think, you know, it talks about using physical, I'm gonna drop down here a little bit, using physical presence to intimidate or control a partner's actions. You know, the biblical side says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. You know, and I also think though, back to Paul, you know, he says, use gentle instruction. And it is sometimes hard though. I will say as a military leader myself, like it was hard sometimes that to just understand that my presence or I'm not a very physically dominating guy, but I know I can be in some certain situations and being understanding of that and understanding that it's not a good thing to do. What's better is to figure out how, because I have not always been perfect at this. I will say that maybe with my children or when I was even in the military, say, but learning how to, you know, provide gentle instruction or be kind to people, being tenderhearted, because knowing that my ability to build a relationship with somebody, to serve them, to care for them, to feed them, to do whatever it is that I need to do, it's very important that in order for them to receive it, that I do it with the kindness and the gentleness that God wants me to. And I think that's also what I want to share with you is in my heart, which is, you know what? It's manly. It's okay. You know what I mean? It is manly. And somewhere in there that's been lost, you know, I will say this, of all the leaders I ever had, and I had a lot of leaders in combat, and I will say the ones I respected the most, the ones I loved the most, the ones I trusted the most, were the ones that in the heat, I can still remember, you know, in Iraq, I was part of the invasion into Iraq, and, you know, it was probably day two, we were talking about a little earlier, but day two or day three of the war, and, you know, things were a mess. And I remember Colonel Hodge came in, he's a very tall, dominating man, and he just entered in, and Colonel Lyons also was there, and he became a four-star general. And I remember Colonel Lyons, that's what more so I'll say than Colonel Hodge, but I remember Colonel Lyons saying, because I want to get that right, he just said, all right, everybody, just slow down. You know, I mean, this is a man who's in charge of thousands of soldiers in the middle of a heated battle. He could have yelled, he could have screamed, he could have said, let's go kill a bunch of people. And he just sat there and he just said, all right, let's slow down. He said, everybody take a deep breath. Let's take a moment of silence. And he said, this is what I want you to do. He goes, I want you to think about your God, because in the army, that's what they'll say. But I want you to think about your God right now. And let's realize it. That's who's with us, and it's all going to be okay. Right? This is a man in charge of thousands of soldiers in the middle of combat. And the war is raging. It was raging. And he said, don't get caught. There's no reason to get crazy. There's no reason to yell. There's no reason to get caught up in the violence and the viciousness of it all. Instead, he said, just calm down. Just take a break. Breathe in. And trust the Lord is what he said. And, you know, that stuck with me. I can still remember that moment. And Colonel Hodge was there. And like I said, Colonel Hodge was a dominating man. And Colonel Hodge was actually his boss in a way. And so he said, you know, he basically said the same thing then. And he supported him. But I think, again, I want us to think about as we go through this conference the next couple days, is really think about what it means to be faithfully masculine or have masculine, faithful masculinity. It's a mouthful. Because I think that's important. And I think, you know, as we talk about it, we need to rely on our faith and our hope in Jesus Christ and know that there are times where, I mean, I gotta admit it, I blow my gasket. You know, people will say, I can't imagine you doing that. Well, you know, unfortunately there's people who see me do it. And I wish people never saw me do it. But the reality is it's there. But I will say this, you know, when I go back to maybe when I was younger as a wrestler in high school and a fighter and a scrappy little guy and, you know, going through the early days of my military career when I was, you know, it seemed that was the thing to be a fighter. I will say I've grown through the help of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit move me away from who I used to be. And that's my hope from this conference, is for you to receive the Spirit, to feel the Spirit, be filled by the Spirit and feel the Spirit, and help you move from where you are to where God wants you to be. And that is a man who is very masculine, a man who knows what to do in the heat of the battle, in the heat of the argument, in those moments at work and at home and everything else. So we're going to praise the Lord again with a couple more songs, and then we're going to take communion together, and we'll go over that. But let's just praise the Lord some more and do some worship. And I want to see all of us sing and really just praise God. You know, just worship the Lord. Worship the Lord that, one, not only has saved you, but cares about you and is going to be with you no matter where you are in the heat of it all. All right, Evan, let's go.
All right, this is Amazing Grace.